See, if you're the smallest kid in the neighborhood, you have a tough time. Invariably, you try to make friends with the toughest guy. Toughest guy in my neighborhood was Gucci Nicholson. Gucci was tough. Young kids today brag about they know how to use kung fu. Gucci knew how to use tire tool. And Gucci was smart. Some of the black guys in my neighborhood weren't very smart because they thought I was a Chinese guy named Seifu. Seifu, every time I walk by, they'd holler, Seifu! You know, you learn a lot hanging around with other kids. I learned an awful lot growing up in a black neighborhood. Gucci taught me a word black people use that white people don't use. A-H-M-O, I'mo. I'mo kick your butt. We used to hang out with another kid who grew up to become a philosopher. His name is Plato Jackson. Plato used to say things like, you stink, therefore you are. And Plato always used big words, and I know he didn't know the meaning of them. This is true. Last year I was home, I said to him, Plato, I'll give you $10 if you give me a sentence with the word motif in it. He said, you got a bet. President Carter got motif in his mouth. Anybody I've ever seen. Do you know Tony Salters? How many of you know Tony Salters? Now, Tony Salters thinks he's pretty. You know that, don't you? You know also that Tony Salters set race relations back 20 years in this town. I'll tell you how. Just about the time white folks start thinking black is beautiful, Tony's mom let him out of the house. I used to hang out in the street corner with the guys all the time. Now, if you hang around with different nationalities, their culture rubs off on you. That's really what America is all about. It's an exchange of all these different cultures. If you hang out with Irish kids or Spanish kids, Italian kids, it grows on you. Hanging out with Gucci, I start walking different. I began to talk different. Yeah, man, what it is? What's happening? I start liking white girls with big rear ends. I think I struck a nerve in here tonight. Gucci had a girlfriend named Eloise Treadwater. We called her High Rise. Eloise had a rear end like a humpback whale. One of them high rear ends, too. You know that slope upward? No, I mean really high. If Eloise ever had an itch, she'd just reach over her shoulder and scratch it. And big, Gucci told her, if you have to haul ass, you got to make two trips. You know what I learned when I was a kid? I learned how black people talk when they don't want white people to know what they're talking about. Yeah, it's an art. I call it mumbling. Yeah. Like you'd be in a factory and there'd be two brothers at the coffee machine and the white boss come over and say, hey, get back to work. And one brother say, yeah, I'm going. Jive, man. I'd hang out on the street corner for hours. My mom was always afraid I'd end up in prison, so she decided to send me to Catholic school, which I think is great training if you plan on going to prison. Nuns are strict. Nuns know how to make you behave. You know, you get in trouble in Catholic school, they spank your hands with a ruler. First day I got in trouble, they sent me down to Mother Superior. They said, Thomas, this is Mother Superior. Well, I'd been hanging around with Gucci. I said, yo, mama, what's happening? And she went in the drawer to get the ruler, and I got scared. But I remember something Gucci taught me. He said, if you're ever afraid, don't act like you're afraid. You got a wolf. See, wolfing, as you know, is acting like you're not afraid. So when she went in the drawer to get the ruler, I said, hey, you better be pulling out a gun. That's right, I'm talking to you, Batman's wife. She went, I said, damn, baby, I was only bullshitting.